Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to get, you know, speaking of bold takes, I want to get your take on what's going on with the Hurricanes, their college football playoff ranking, and seemingly what the committee is trending towards, which in my opinion, and I think a lot of us feel the same, is keeping the Hurricanes out if they don't end up getting lucky and getting into the ACC championship game. The college football playoff is taking a lot of heat, especially from those of us that follow the Canes and the ACC, for pretty much taking losses into account over wins head-to-head with that UM-Notre Dame battle. I just wonder what your thoughts are on that.
Well, I don't think they're actively trying to keep Miami out. I think that, you know, it's up to each and every team in the top 20. I'd probably say in the top 18, I think, still have an opportunity to get into that playoff. It's up to them to play their way in. And, you know, I think they hit a stretch where it was a very concerning stretch of football that they did not look good. They did not look like a team that could make a run in the playoffs. I think that, you know, what I look at is they are discounting, I think, early wins in Miami's case and discounting even less early loss in Notre Dame's case. And I think that, you know, it is what it is. Miami doesn't control their own destiny. The bad thing is even if they win the last two, you know, they need Georgia Tech to lose to Pitt this weekend. I mean, they need Virginia to lose, and you don't have any control. So their only control, they took one step. They blew out NC State last week. All they can do is continue to play like that and hope college football continues to deliver chaos every week, and they slip in the side door because based on the rankings, they say, yeah, Miami's the highest-ranked ACC team, and then they put like a gold blocker on it, and they say, yeah, but this is really spot for the ACC champion, and Miami, you know, has a very slim chance of getting even in that championship game.
Yeah, you know, I stole your take from last week because it was so good. It's the SEC and the Big Ten and the Pac-12 and ACC are fighting to be the third leg on the big wheel of the
way Texas Tech's playing, their upper echelon seems to be better than anybody, can beat anybody.
Yeah, so they're moving up. But also, you know, I haven't heard – it's funny, they moved to 12. I've heard of strength of schedule for two decades. I've heard of, you know, strength of wins. Now they're doing strength of loss. Yeah. Like, Jenna, when did strength of loss get involved? Is this the first time you started hearing about strength of loss? Because I've heard that damn phrase 100 times this week.
I think it's 12 people in a room, and what they decide to deem important changes every year. It changes with the committee. You know, I think that, you know, I was reading like one guy took a leave of absence. He was the chair. Randall McDaniel, who I played with, who was All-American Hall of Famer out of Arizona State, I think he was supposed to be on the committee. He's not on the committee. Wesley Walls is on the committee. You know, that's something new. There's some athletic directors. I mean, I don't know. As an athletic director, don't you have a lot more on your plate to actually figure out and watch 65 college football games in a weekend and say, I think this team is better than this? I would just say this. I think that it's going to come out in the wash, and I don't know how it's going to come out. USC goes to Oregon this weekend, and to me, that's the first playoff game, because if USC beats Oregon on the road, they're in. Oregon's out, and USC is going to be in the playoffs, and vice versa. And then you're going to just start seeing dominoes of, okay, what happens with the rest of the SEC schedule? I mean, hell, Florida plays Tennessee. Tennessee maybe has an outside chance, but they're barely favored. They're not even favored by like 5 points. So it's still, there's so much, I would say, drama in these last few weeks. Ohio State hasn't won the Big Ten in 5 years. They won the national championship last year. Everybody's just thinking they're going to beat Michigan. They haven't done it in a long time. What happens if Michigan or Indiana and Ohio State both get the Big Ten championship game? And it will take us back to the BCS when Michigan and Ohio State beat the heck out of each other. And it was like 42-38. And they put them in the national championship game and they played again. So is it going to be Ohio State, Indiana based on a game 1-2? Is Texas A&M going to falter against Texas? I mean, hell, they were down, whatever, 4 or 5 touchdowns. All I know, a buddy of mine bet them 6-1 at halftime. And when Smart they bet. Were down, I was like, man, you got some major skills there. But college football, it has delivered great drama every week. It's just the bad thing is Miami doesn't control its own destiny in the conference as a whole, because Clemson doesn't have a good record, Florida State. There's the lack of respect for the conference as a whole is hurting Miami right now, because look at I think it's Georgia is right outside. They don't control their own destiny. Georgia can not go to the SEC championship game and might have a bye and ranked in the top four. What more can you want? That would be like going, hey, you know what? You didn't win the AFC East, but you got a bye and you're going right in the conference championship game in the NFL. That's what's crazy about this season. It's been exciting. The good thing, Miami played well last week. I just it's probably their best offensive performance. Malachi Toney, I tell you what, man, he threw some balls. I was like, damn, now I see why he was playing quarterback in high school. He was throwing some strikes.
Gino, I feel like a lot of the mistrust for the playoff committee is because you have, now that Mac Rhodes is gone, you have Hunter Yurecek coming out and giving different reasons that contradict each other for different teams. I heard somebody earlier today talk about how they were giving Alabama grief for losing early to Florida State, while at the same time devaluing Miami's early win over Notre Dame. So I want to know from you, how do you think the committee can maybe fix the transparency issue they have? Is it making their deliberations something that people can actually see live in real time? Because what they're doing right now, it opens the door for a lot of people to have a lot of different theories of some nefarious things that go on in there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
I would say this, Josh, probably the best thing they could do is hire some PR firm to sit in a meeting with them. And when they come out, no one from that top 12 committee answers any question. Because you know as well as I do, when messaging gets messed up in any press conference, whether it's the Dolphins, Hurricanes, or any team, you're like, what the hell is going on in there behind closed doors? And I think that's what they've done. But we expect, a decision to be made, and you have 12 different opinions and one guy to walk out there and say, well, this is why. And it might not be the consensus, but it's what they have. With regard to, you know, the Alabama loss to you know, at the start of the year to Florida State, and then the Notre Dame loss, you should look at those things the same. And right. then, oh, by the way, you're evaluating Miami against Notre Dame. But I don't, with Miami, that's a hard argument to win because you lost recently. And recency bias in college football and rankings is always there. And I will go back to 1990 when we lost two games at the start of the year. I thought we had the best team at the end of the season. We got screwed. We went to the Cotton Bowl. We played Texas, who was number three in the country, and we beat them by 43 points. And that's what I mean. Why? Because of we didn't get the benefit of the doubt. We were playing the best football at the end of the season. And I don't think Miami's going to get the benefit of the doubt, you know, unless a lot of things need to happen in front of them. And, you know, and obviously, you know, down here, we hope a lot of things happen in front of them.
Gino, are you on the call this week for Touchdown Radio?
We're going to Pitt, Georgia Tech. I'm going to see. I mean, it, you know, it's a situation where, you know, Pitt got smoked last week against Notre Dame, and they're giving a lot of credit. This line seems to be a lot closer. Georgia Tech's got an unbelievable offense, number one in the country. The quarterback is averaging 340, 250 in the air, and he's a tough-as-nails kid. I know Wanky's his coach and loves him to death. Their defense is hot garbage and gave up 500-plus to Boston College, who I believe they won one game, maybe two.
Yeah, so, been rough for old Bill O'Brien up there.
Yeah, it has been a tough season up there in Chestnut Hill. So, you know, listen, a lot of things need to happen, but hell, college football delivers each and every week, and it'll be fun. It's just fun. But I literally looking at the rankings this week, I think you go down to Michigan at 18, and I think of that, I think from 8 to 18, there's a lot of teams that can move. And like I said, USC is one of them. You know, you're going to have teams either in or out after this week. And you know, it's why their TV ratings are the best. That because of, you know, there is drama. Who's going to make the playoffs? Who's going to lay an egg at home or, you know, and not perform? Nobody thought Alabama was going to lose at home last week and, you know, Oklahoma, and they somehow found a way to beat them.
Gino Toretti joins the show each week thanks to our friends at the local 519 Plumbers Union. With all the changes in how America does business, you can count on one thing, the union-trained plumbers of Local 519. Join a winning team today with Local 519 Plumbers Union, a proven path to a strong career. Visit plumbers519.com. Gino, have a great call this weekend. Can't wait to talk to you next week. And
are we working next week? I mean, I like how you guys have to go in the studio. It's about time that building gets used down there in North Miami.
Don't do that, Gino.
I'll pick you up on the way in if you like it so much. Hey, I got a mic here for you.
Solana, just to go down towards your house, that's too far of a drive for me to go that way is even farther.
By the way, yeah, I already locked you in. 2:25 next week, Jimmy will be here. He'll do the show with you, okay? So you,
all right,
Jimmy.
All right, so we're doing Monday or Tuesday then?
Yeah.
Because I got the Iron Bowl or something.
I'll text you.
We got to figure that one out.
Yeah, I'll text you next week. Gino, thank you, man.
All right, see you guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.